Today we're going to feed the hungry ghosts of perfectionism, but that's going to take a lot of courage, so we're going to do so with the warrior poses. Today's class is going to be a lot like last week's class, where we did a lot of progressions and regressions towards the warrior poses to build up to them. It's a lot like the classes I'm going to be releasing in January in our membership community, where we really break things down step by step and we be with the journey, the process, the practice. And we, a lot of times in our world now, we see the final result, but not everything that it took to get there. And we forget to enjoy the journey. And a lot of perfectionism is very focused on the outcome. And what we're doing in this series is trying to enjoy the journey as well. So that's what this is about. If you're new here, welcome. This class is part of a series on perfectionism that started last week. So you might want to go back and start with that class. And it comes from a deep dive into Pavel Simov's book called Present Perfect, which I highly recommend. You might want to read along as we go through this series. And it really puts together my unique blend of yoga and research and my time as a Phoenix Rising yoga therapist, pulling all those kind of themes together. So it's something that I find my returning students really love. So welcome back to all of you who have enjoyed series in the past, like the Highly Sensitive series, the Inner Critic series. Those have tended to be some of my big calling cards on this channel. So for today's class, you're going to need a block. And we'll start by resting back in Shavasana to center and ground ourselves. So I'm going to take this in constructive rest pose. You can lie with your legs out long, your palms turned up beside you. You can have a bolster underneath your knees. You can do whatever is most comfortable for you. You might want to press into your feet and tuck your pelvis under, tuck your shoulder blades under. And just begin by feeling the support of the earth underneath you. And let your awareness drop into your body, feeling your 2 feet on the ground, the soles of your feet, all your toes, your legs, your pelvis, your torso, your arms, your shoulders, your head, and your neck. And then just notice your breathing. Become aware of your breath and your body. And then you can stay resting back here, and I'm going to speak to your mental and emotional bodies here. So you may have perfectionist tendencies if you have excessive concern with details. You're extremely devoted to work and productivity at the expense of leisure. You are excessively conscientious. You're thrifty. You are inflexible and rigid when it comes to morals and ethics. Or you are reluctant to delegate tasks and relinquish control. So I think we probably all have some aspects of perfectionism in us in different parts of our lives. So it's the same with anything. I teach a lot of five element theory, and we all have all elements within us. So we probably all have aspects of perfectionism in us at different times of our lives and different areas of our lives. So as we learned last week, perfectionism is the result of the culture and the families we grew up in. So we don't need to be perfectionist about being perfectionist about perfectionism. We don't need to be perfectionist about our perfectionism, about getting rid of it either. Perfectionism can lead to anxiety, worry, and depression. It creates a lot of performance anxiety and can lead to procrastination as well. It can often stand in the way of our own creativity. Oftentimes, perfectionism is an attempt to gain control and certainty in our lives. The reality is, as many of us have experienced, that our lives are full of the confusing and the unexpected. Our lives often frustrate us and our assumptions and our expectations about them. So with perfectionism, we crave certainty and yearn for control rather than surrender to the chaos of our lives. So in Present Perfect, the book that I was telling you about at the beginning, Pavel Simov says that perfectionism is a hunger for approval, validation, acknowledgement, and we talked about those things last week, but also control and certainty. The good news is that we can feed the hungry ghost of perfectionism with acceptance. And that sounds easy, but it's not. Pavel Simov suggests accepting reality for what it is in all its imperfect perfection. And we started practicing with that a little bit last week with the yoga poses and the progressions and regressions. However, Pavel Simov says that this actually takes a great deal of courage. The ideal reality exists only in our minds. Our real world experience pales in comparison to the world that we imagine is perfect. So for perfectionists, the ideal, the fictional, and the imaginary is always better than the factual, the real, and the existent. So for example, if we were thinking about a yoga pose, if we imagine our warriors, what we imagine them to be, what we think that they might be, what we hope that they might be, that's always going to be better than our actual real life experience of what the warrior poses end up being. So every moment we experience, as theoretically imperfect as it may be, is actually beyond modification. So what the warrior poses end up being is what they end up being. The very moment we are experiencing is beyond improvement. When we get to the warriors, they are what they are. We do everything that we can up to them, and then they are what they are in that moment. It's too late to add anything at that point or to do anything to make it better at that point once we do them. We can start to notice the ordinary perfection in what is and not in what could be. To which every perfectionist is already asking, how is change possible? How can I ever improve myself? So in Present Perfect, Pavel Simov suggests that we can recognize that acceptance is courage and not surrender. When we accept this moment, and we accept like our warrior pose as it is, we are actively engaging in the moment. We're accepting the moment as it is. It requires a great deal of courage. We open up to it is, you know, we might open up to the fact that, actually my leg strength isn't what it is, what it could be. That might take a great deal of courage rather than wishing that it could be something else. We might recognize that I don't have a lot of flexibility in my thoracic spine, or my shoulders aren't this or that. Like, just opening to what it is, it takes a great deal of courage rather than escaping into fantasy or imagining what could be or what has been in the past as well. For those of you like me who have been practicing yoga for decades, there might have been a time when that warrior pose was different, better, worse, you know, and we can escape into wishing that it was what it was before. So when we acknowledge what is, then there's actually no possibility for improvement as well. So it is possible to accept what is and change. It's not an either or choice. It's not like, okay, this is it and this is it forever. We can accept, okay, this is what it is now, and it's possible that based on what I know now, there could be different at another time, but this is what it is now, and I'm going to accept what it is. You can accept that this very moment you're doing the best that you can, and then having learned from this experience, you could improve the next moment to the extent that you can. And this is the beauty of acceptance. So in today's yoga class, we're going to practice a ton of creative progressions and different creative expressions of warrior pose. This will allow us to accept the moment as it is unfolding, perfectly imperfect. We will embrace practice, not perfect, process, not perfect, progress, not perfect, and recognize the courage that it takes to be open to our experience as it is. So just notice how all of that's landing for you, because I don't know about you. You can let me know, but just actually receiving all this information for me, it was both confronting and it opened up a lot of space for me. So notice how it's landing for you and see what it is that you want to receive from this class today. And then you can start to wiggle and stretch out. And we're going to start with some bridge poses again, just to prepare, start to wake up our feet and our glutes for those warrior poses. So to get into practice, not perfect, to be in process, not perfect, and to open with courage to where we are right now. Sound good? Okay. Okay, so knees bent, feet flat on the floor. What we're going to do is a few different positions for your feet for a bridge pose, just to wake up your feet and your glutes for bridge. So we'll just start by coming onto the outside edges of your feet. And so your knees will go out a little bit, and you're going to inhale, exhale, press up, and inhale, lower. Exhale, press, inhale, lower. Then going to exhale, press up and hold. And then lower down, and you can draw your knees into your chest. And here, let's just do some ankle circles, toes meet in the center. And ankle circles the other way. And then point and flex your feet opposite directions. And then bring your feet back down onto the ground. And you're going to inhale. Let's take our arms straight up into the air so you have less stability through your torso in the bridge. You're going to inhale here. Exhale, you're going to press up into bridge, and then you're going to come up onto your toes and roll up into your heels. Press up onto your toes, roll up onto your heels. Press up onto your toes, roll up onto your heels. Keep breathing. And you're going to roll down and you're going to hug your knees into your chest again, and we'll do the ankle circles again, toes meet in the center. And circle the other way. And then paddle, point and flex. Okay, and then we're going to bring your feet down and we're going to do the frog bridge again. So bring your soles of your feet together and then your knees are out wide. And from here, you're going to inhale and you're going to exhale. Press your pelvis up and inhale lower. Exhale, press up, inhale lower, exhale, press up. Inhale, lower. And then exhale, press up and hold. And then lower down, and you're going to hug your knees into your chest again, and we'll move our ankles again. Let's do the paddling first this time, back and forth. And toes in the center. And other way. Okay, and then we'll go into core stabilization exercise. And this one we'll do, it's the variation on dead bug pose that we'll do with lots of variations again. So if you have back issues, then you can keep your hands and your feet on the ground, and let me give you progressions. So this is what I mean. We're going to progress poses and regress them. So you can, no matter what your ability is, you can participate in this. So the first option is arms straight. You want your ribs not to flare. So you want to pull your ribs down, pull your navel down, pull your pelvic floor up. Arms straight, and you could do opposite, one hand back and one hand back. So everybody can join in. You could join in here. Okay. Second option is, especially if you have back issues, you could do leg out like this. Okay. So you could still do opposite arm, opposite leg, but keep a foot on the ground. So see how it feels in your body. Third option is you bring your feet off the ground and you could do toe taps down with straight arms back. And fourth option is you could do straight legs out. Okay, so choose which variation you're going to do. We're going now. Arms straight. and then give a dead bug shake. And you can reach everything out. Take a nice big rest on the ground. Okay, good job. So you're going to bend your knees and roll to your side. We're going to come up onto all fours. So if you're on all fours and this is troublesome for your hands and your knees, you could always do this whole sequence sitting in a chair. Just mimic the same arm positions that I'm doing and the same leg positions that I'm doing. And just do your best to do the same thing that I'm doing sitting in a chair if wrists and arms are an issue. Okay, so starting here, we're going to take your left arm, you're going to bring it forward and around, forward and around, forward and around. Okay, and then we're going to do this on the other side. So you're going to inhale up and around, inhale up and around. Okay, and then coming on your hands and knees again, you're going to take your leg up and you're going to circle it around. Do that on the other side. And let's do it the opposite way. So we go up and around. I'm not convinced I did it that way the first time. So back up and around. And then we'll go around and back. Let's just see that we fix that. So we'll go back and around. And then we'll go the opposite way, around and back. Okay, now you're going to slide your left leg back. You're going to take it out to the side. You're going to walk your hands back to your knees and roll up. And you're going to just rock your pelvis side to side. Take your arms out to the side. We did this one last week too. I'll turn slightly so you can see me. You're going to inhale side bend. And we're going to exhale tip. So you engage the core. We'll inhale side bend. And we're going to exhale tip.
Inhale, side bend. And we'll exhale, tip. Inhale, side bend. Exhale, tip. It's absolutely pouring down out here. Just looking at the window here. Okay, and then we'll walk back down and out. So you're back on quadruped. Bring your knee in. And then you're going to slide your right leg back behind you. Slide your right leg around to the side. You'll walk your hands back and up. Roll up through your spine. Take your arms out to the side. And we're going to inhale, side bend. So we open into the side bend towards the straight leg. Bring your arms into a T shape and you tip, and then it becomes more of a core strengthening exercise. So we inhale, side bend. And we exhale, tip, core strength. Inhale, side bend. And exhale, tip. Inhale, side bend. Exhale, tip. And one more. Inhale, side bend. And exhale, tip. Okay. And then you're going to come to kneeling. And you're going to stretch out all the necks of your toes here. And if this doesn't work for you, you could do, you could sit and you could massage the bottom of your feet instead. You could put your fingers between your toes and stretch them this way, back and forth. So depending on, like if you have hammer toes or, what do you call it when you've got the thing here? No, there's a, is it a bunion it's called? Yeah, that might, you might not be able to sit on your toes. So if that's the case, then you can work it just by massaging. This is going to be too intense for you. So remember, this is about being present and accepting what's true for you and your body, and having the courage to be with what is, and being with the process of that. So if that's true, then what's the aim of this exercise is to wake up the bottom of the feet. So what you want to do is we're going to be rolling through the bottom of the feet in this exercise. And so you can massage the bottom of your feet in a way that honors where you are right now with your feet. Okay. So, but for those of you that can do this one, this is kind of cool. You're going to be doing the toe squat here. We're going to stretch out the necks of the toes, and you can lean forward too. So for me, this is really intense. And for me, where I am right now is to be quite leaned forward on this. And then you're going to actually rock side to side in the kneeling so that you're loading the necks of the toes in different places here. And then what we're going to do is we're going to rock back into a squat. And you might, like me, need either a rolled up blanket or a meditation cushion underneath your heel so you can fully come down. And then we're going to roll back down into the toe squat. So we're going to roll through the foot and back and roll all the way forward. So I don't know about you guys, but your necks, if for those of you that do, what's it called, the people that work the feet. Not the podiatrist, the ones that do that amazing foot treatment. No. You like to get it done, Tim. I forget. It's not shiatsu. You're getting closer, though. Anyway, when you work the toes, it's not foot massage. It's got a name. We can't think of it. You guys will all say it in the comments. When you work the necks of the toes, you're actually working your neck too. So if for those of you who have neck pain and you spend time working on your feet like this, oh, it's so nice for your neck and shoulders. It just releases it all. Tell me if you find that to be true. Okay, that's good. And then we're going to come to kneeling here. And you're going to do knee lifts, which will open up the fronts of the shins too. Okay. And then from here, we're going to come into downward facing dog. And in downward facing dog, we'll continue to just roll through our feet and work our feet as well. Just to really, so that when we come into these warrior variations, we've really spent some time waking up our feet so that we really have a solid base to move from. And then we can roll in and out too. Okay, and then you can make your way up to standing. Okay, so for this next one, the shot's just going to be on my feet because we're going to do some more footwork. And you're going to want to take your mat and you're going to roll it up. So it's like you're putting your mat away. How many of you put your mat away? I almost never put my mat away. Asked him. See? Perfectly imperfect. You guys now know my secret. I'm not very good at putting my props away. Okay. Which is why it doesn't fold up very well. Okay, so you're gonna have a rolled up mat. Good. And you're going to step forward on it and you're going to get a calf stretch. Actually, what works really well, I find, is if you actually just step right over it like that, then you get a really good calf stretch for you. Okay, it's a nice calf stretch. Is that okay? Stay standing tall here. Then you can step back. And then what we're going to do is turn your toes in, step over. It's okay, it's going to be, remember, we're allowing ourselves to be perfectly imperfect. It's going to take a little bit for your brain to figure this out. Your brain's going to be like, huh, what? And then you can turn your toes out and so slowly step over, lean forward. Okay, and then just feel the difference between your two feet. Feels nice, right? Then we'll do the same thing with your left foot. So your ball of your foot's on, your heel's off, and you're gonna step over slowly. It might be enough for you without stepping over, so pay attention to you, your own body. And then you're going to turn your toe in and you're going to step over again. And then you're going to turn your toes out and lean forward and step over again. And then just feel your feet again. Ooh, feels so nice on the bottom of your feet. Feels so good. Okay, then what we're going to do, this is going to probably feel a little nicer for you if you roll out your mat. We're going to go for a walk in a few different ways with your feet, and it's going to feel a little nicer if you have your mat rolled out. So the first way we're going to go for a walk is on your heels. So you're going to go for a walk forward and back on your heels. So let's actually walk forward on your heels, and then we'll actually practice walking backwards too, because you're only on your mat, you're not going to bump into anything. It's a good idea to practice walking backwards too. Okay, and then we'll practice walking forward on our balls of our feet. And we'll practice walking backwards on the balls of our feet. Okay, then you're going to practice walking forward on the outside edges of your feet. And backwards. And then on the inside edges of your feet. And back. Okay, and then just notice how your feet feel. Does it feel like a nice stable base, even on all corners of the feet? And notice how your ankles feel too, probably a little fatigued now, actually, to be honest. But you've got a nice stable base and you've really warmed up your feet and your ankles now. Okay. We spent all that time warming up your feet and your ankles and your legs and your glutes. So we're going to take your feet wide and just notice the stability that you're feeling here and the preparedness. And you're going to take your feet and turn them out for Goddess Victory Squat. We're going to inhale, we're going to exhale, we're going to sit back into Goddess Victory Squat. We're going to come up, turn your left toes in, and we're going to come forward into a high lunge. Come back into Goddess Victory Squat and rotate into a high lunge. So we'll switch back and forth, Goddess Victory Squat, high lunge, Goddess Victory Squat, high lunge. Good. And then the next one we're going to do is we're going to do some Warrior One variations. So for this, you're going to need your block. So stand at the top of your mat, pick up your block, and you're going to step back with your right foot. Sink down through your front left sit bone here, and then you're going to inhale, take your block overhead, and exhale, lower. Inhale, take your block overhead, and exhale, lower. And then step forward, and we'll take a step back with your left foot. Sink down through your right sit bone. Same thing, inhale overhead. And lower. Okay, and then you're gonna step forward again. You're gonna give your legs a little shakeout. And then you're gonna step back with your right foot again. Sink down through your front left sit bone so you're in Warrior One legs again. Inhale, take your arms overhead. You're gonna exhale, bend your arms back for triceps and press up. Step forward, we'll do the other leg, step back. Then inhale up. And step forward and give your shoulders a little wiggle. And then we're going to step back again into Warrior One. So remember, we're gathering that strength and that courage to find acceptance of the present moment, even though that might be challenging. So you're going to step your right foot back, sink down through your front left sit bone again. And you're going to circle this time. So circle the block around behind you and in front. And we'll circle the other way. And then we'll come forward, and you're going to take a step back with your left foot and sink down through your front right sit bone. And we'll do those circles again. So you're circling the block around behind your head. Really nice for shoulder mobility. And then go the other way. And then step forward. Give it a little shake out. Okay. And then stand in the middle of your mat We're going to do warrior three. So you're going to stand on your left foot and you're going to inhale, take your block straight overhead as you tip into warrior three. So inhale, you're going to exhale, tip forward, take your right foot back, your left arm is forward. And then you're going to exhale, come up to standing and you'll switch sides. Remember, we're just being with the process, the practice, and not worrying about being perfect. So we're just playing, right? We're having fun. We're enjoying the journey. I don't know about you guys, this is like fun for me, so. Okay, and then you're going to come back up to the front of your mat, holding onto your block. Take a big step back with your left foot. Turn your hips to the long edge of your mat. Block comes forward. Block comes back. Block comes forward. And block comes back. So you're just passing it between your two hands. And then we'll turn our toes in and out. So you do this on the other side. Then we'll give ourselves a little break. And I want to try one more thing with you. One more moving in space with your block, just being with the process, not being perfect, not having it look like really good, not trying to be with any kind of perfect outcome. So this is another warrior three variation. All you're going to do is move your block around. And what I want you to do is every time you tip into warrior three, you're going to put your block down in a different spot, and then you're going to come up, and then you're going to bend over again, pick it up, and then you're going to lower it down, put it down somewhere else. And so each time, it's like you're moving the block on yourself, and then you have to pick it up somewhere else. It makes sense when we do it. So we're tipping into warrior three. I'm going to put the block down. And I'm going to come up, and then I'm going to pick it up and come up. So I'm going to tip into warrior three again. I'm going to put it down somewhere else and come up to standing. So this time I got to pick it up over here. And I'm staying on my left leg though, although I could switch it. Let's stand our left leg for a bit. So each time I'm going to put it down somewhere a little bit different, and I have to pick it up. Okay, and then let's do that where you're tipping from your right leg now. And mostly I think I was putting down and picking up with my right hand, so this time I'm going to put down and pick up with my left hand. Yay. That's fun, right? It's like playing blocks. So, well, you are playing with a block. So good job. You did it. And it's all about being with the process and the practice and not getting so caught up in the outcome of the pose and accepting where you are. And I think it's fun myself. So you can let me know if you're having fun. I'm having fun. One of us should be having fun. Okay, so now we're going to come down onto the ground, do a little twist, and then we're going to do Shavasana. So you're going to sit with your legs in a zigzag position, left your right foot on your left bent leg. And you're going to just post your hands behind you. And you're going to inhale, lift up, and lower them over to the other side. Inhale, lift up, and exhale, lower them to the other side. Okay, and then sitting up, we'll come into a twist. And then we'll take your left leg in front of your right leg this time. Post your arms behind you. Inhale. Exhale, you're going to switch your legs. And then sit up and rotate. And then you can rest back on your back for Shavasana. So this is probably the most important part of the class. That was a lot for your brain to take in. There's a lot of movement in that class, a lot of micro movements for your physical body. So this is an important time for your brain and body to be able to receive and integrate it all. So continue resting back here, and I'm going to read you a poem. This poem is called Unconditional by Jennifer Wellwood. Jennifer Wellwood is actually my yin yoga teacher's teacher, main teacher. Yeah. And she's married to, I believe, John Wellwood, who many of you will know. He's written a book that's pretty famous in these circles. So, Jennifer Wellwood, Unconditional. Willing to experience aloneness, I discover connection everywhere. Turning my face to fear, I meet the warrior who lives within. Opening to my loss, I gain the embrace of the universe. Surrendering to emptiness, I find fullness without end. Each condition I flee from pursues me. Each condition I welcome transforms me, and I become itself and becomes itself transformed into its radiant jewel-like essence. I bow to the one who has made it so, who has crafted this master game. To play it is purest delight, to honor its form, true devotion. So I want to acknowledge you for having the courage to engage with reality as it is, rather than escaping into fantasy about how life could be better in the future. And thank you for untangling the knots of perfectionism and opening to the ordinary perfectionism of what is. So you can gradually wiggle and stretch out and start to deepen your breath and bend your knees and roll to your side and slowly make your way up to seated. And we'll gather the fruits of our practice into ourselves and then offer them out to the world with this closing mudra series. Loka samasta sukhino bhavantu. Loka samasta sukhino bhavantu. Loka samasta sukhino bhavantu. May all beings be happy and free, and may the thoughts, words, and actions of my own life contribute to the happiness and freedom for all. So give yourself a thumbs up for finding acceptance in the moment and welcoming things as they are. And put, I am courageous and accepting in the comments. And if you hadn't noticed, this class was very much a strengthening class. There's a lot of strength in this class. And if you'd like more of that, you can go to melissawest.com/strength. And we'll send you some more of that to our inbox. And as I said, this is kind of a taster of some of the classes I'm going to be, short 30-minute classes I'm going to be putting in our membership community in January, building progressions and regressions to some of the poses that may have fallen away in your practice that you'd like to build back in. So if that's of interest to you, that's something that we'll be doing in January in our membership community. So I just want to say that I'm really grateful for what we are able to do here through this platform. Building this skill set over the last 10 years, it's allowed me to connect with all of you. And it's also allowed me to connect with amazing people here in Victoria, BC. And one of the amazing things that I'm doing is acknowledging who I am with all of my own perfections, imperfections, not the fantasy of who I am. And one of the things that I am able to do here because of the skill set that we have is work with a trainer here. His name is Sasha, and he's really given me the courage he was kind of the external courage for me to see again that I have strength. I have my own strength, and that's been a really amazing thing for me to be able to do. And he's really helped me to regain strength in my upper body, regain mobility in my shoulder, and rehabilitate this shoulder. So, and really get back to my roots of fitness, which you guys have probably seen in these last couple of classes. So, because of the skill set that we have, because of working the way we have over the last 10 years, I've been able to work with Sasha. So I just wanted to say thank you. And thank you to Tim. Yeah, Tim says my confidence has gone up a lot. You should see me moving furniture in the house around now too. So I just wanted to thank all of you for being with me. And because of you, I have a skill set now that is, you know, who knew that would bring me right back around to where I started. So thank you all so much. I really appreciate that. And it was the imperfection that brought me back too, not the perfection. So I wanted to really point that out. Sending you so much love from beautiful British Columbia. May your joy be as deep as our Pacific Ocean. May you be as strong as our mountains. And may you be as rooted as our old growth trees and our forests. Om Shanti. Namaste.